Introduction. ATP 3-93 is a revision of ATP 3-93, November 2014. ATP 3-93 articulates non-prescriptive ways and methods by which a theater army accomplishes missions, performs functions, and performs tasks. ATP 3-93 expands on theater army foundations and tenets found in FM 3-94, 2021, Theater Army, Corps, and Division Operations. The development of ATP 3-93 was informed by the multi-domain operations concept. ATP 3-93 addresses the Theater Army's role in the Army operating concept. It describes how the Theater Army performs its role of ASCC to the combatant commander, and how that role, with all of its required functions, tasks, and responsibilities, is executed in support of the combatant commander's campaign plan and all phases of a joint operation. It expands the discussion of Theater Army Headquarters Organization, Theater Army Forces, Service Responsibilities, namely Title 10 USC Section 7013 Bravo, referred to as Title 10, Army Support to Other Services, Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements, Responsibilities for Setting the Theater and the Joint Operations Area, JOA, Consolidating Gains in the Theater, and Performing Joint Roles. All concepts are integral to a theater army fulfilling its role in the Army Operating Concept. ATP 3-93 aligns with FM 3-94 on key topics while expanding on specific topics. These topics include discussions of Theater Army as an R4, the Theater Army's execution of Title 10, Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements, an Operational Environment, Operational Variables and Mission Variables, Setting the Theater, and Setting the JOA. This edition of ATP 3-93 has the following changes. Focuses discussion on Theater Army tasks in preparation for and in support of large-scale combat operations. Examines Theater Armies performing the function of the Theater Joint Force Land component. Replaces the sustainment chapter by weaving sustainment discussion through all chapters. Introduces the Field Army as an echelon between Corps and Theater Army. Although the 2020 Unified Command Plan states that there are combatant commanders, some of which have assigned areas of responsibility, for ease of reading in this publication, the terms Geographic Combatant Commander and Trans-Regional Combatant Commander are used. ATP 3-93 contains 7 chapters. Chapter 1 provides the fundamental discussion for understanding the theater army. First, it discusses the army as an echelon force. Then, it discusses the geographic combatant commander, followed by a discussion of the theater army's roles, functions, and responsibilities. Next is the discussions of service component responsibilities and the theater army's relationship with other echelons above brigade forces. The chapter concludes with a discussion regarding Theater Army relationship to other service components. Chapter 2 discusses the organization of the Theater Army headquarters and the Theater Army structure. First, it discusses the Theater Army headquarters in general. Next, it describes the structure of the headquarters, the main command post, MCP, CCP, and the headquarters and headquarters battalion. The chapter concludes with a description of organic, assigned, and attached subordinate forces. Chapter 3 discusses the first two functions of the Theater Army in its role of ASCC. The chapter begins with a discussion of the first ASCC function, fulfilling service requirements of Title 10 and administrative control, ATCON, of Army forces. The chapter continues and concludes with a discussion of the second function of the Theater Army, the Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements. Chapter 4 discusses setting the theater of operations. First, the chapter discusses how the Theater Army, in its primary role as the ASCC, helps set the theater. It then covers planning and preparation considerations by warfighting function in consideration to setting the theater. In closing, The chapter links theater security cooperation with setting the theater. Chapter 5 discusses setting and supporting the JOA. The chapter begins with a discussion on the tasks the Theater Army conducts in support of setting and supporting a JOA and their relationship with the JOA R4. The chapter then expands on the tasks of theater opening and reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Next, the chapter discusses the force tailoring process and its importance to providing the Joint Force Commander with combat power, followed by the Theater Army's responsibilities to JOA force protection. The chapter concludes with discussions on the Theater Army's responsibilities to sustain, establish the communications network architecture, and provide intelligence support to the JOA. Chapter 6 discusses the final two functions performed by the Theater Army: command and control of subordinate elements and consolidate gains. The first section of the chapter discusses responsibilities of the Theater Army commander and how the commander uses ADCON, operational control, and tactical control for the control of forces assigned to theater. It then covers responsibilities of the individual ASCCs. The second section of the chapter discusses how the Army assists the combatant commander in actions to consolidate gains within the JOA and across the area of responsibility, and offers a number of vignettes on how the Theater Army has historically managed the consolidation of gains in theater. Chapter 7 discusses the Theater Army performing the joint roles of a JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command. First, the chapter discusses the Theater Army design. Then, it discusses the JTF headquarters and examines historical examples and scenarios for which Theater Army may be a possible headquarters source. Next, the chapter discusses the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command, a command designed to coordinate and synchronize land forces for the combatant commander. The chapter concludes with a discussion of large-scale combat operations. There are three appendices. Appendix A discusses the field army. Appendix B describes the employment of the Theater Army CCP. Appendix C discusses Theater Army tasks and functions in defense support of civil authorities. This publication is not the proponent for any defined Army terms.